Chapter 9, I Am Secure. Be comfortable with who you are. There is an underlying pressure in our society to be number one. If we're not the best, the leader, the fastest, the most talented, the most beautiful, the most successful, we're taught not to feel good about ourselves. We have to work harder. We have to run faster. We must stay ahead. If our neighbor moves into a new house, instead of being inspired and happy for them, we're intimidated, thinking, that's making me look bad. I've got to keep up. If our coworker gets a promotion, we feel as though we're falling behind. We know we don't measure up when a friend tells us they're going to Europe on vacation. We're going to our grandmother's 12 miles down the road. If we're not careful, there will always be someone or something to make us feel that we're not up to par. We're not far enough along. As long as you compare your situation to others, you will never feel good about yourself, because there will always be somebody more talented, more beautiful, more successful. You have to realize you're not running their race. You're running your race. You have a specific assignment. God has given you exactly what you need for the race that's been designed for you. A friend, a coworker, a relative may seem to have a more significant gift. They can outrun you and outperform you. That's okay. You're not competing with them. They have what they need for their assignment. You have what you need for your assignment. Don't make the mistake of trying to keep up with them, wondering, why can't I sing like that? Why can't I be the manager? When am I going to reach their level? If you're not content with your gift, comfortable with who God made you to be, you'll go through life frustrated, envious, thinking, I wish I had her looks. I wish I had his talent. I wish I owned their business. If you had what they have, it wouldn't help you. It would hinder you. They have a different assignment. Quit trying to outperform others, and then you'll start to feel good about yourself. Don't condition your contentment upon moving into a new neighborhood, having your business catch up to someone else's, getting a promotion. One of the best things I've learned is to be comfortable with who God made me to be. I don't have to outperform anyone to feel good about myself. I don't have to outbuild, outdrive, outrace, outminister, outproduce anyone. It's not about anyone else. It's about becoming who God made me to be. I'm all for having goals, stretching, believing big. That's important, but you have to accept the gift that God has given you. You shouldn't feel less than if someone seems to have a more significant gift. It takes a secure person to say, I'm comfortable with who I am. I hear ministers who have deep voices and are great orators. They can move the congregation with their words and give you chill bumps. I stand up in front of my congregation with my Texas twang. This is what I've been given. I can improve it. I can develop it. I can cultivate it. But my voice is never going to sound like James Earl Jones. There's always going to be somebody who can minister better, who is further along, more experienced. But you know what? That doesn't bother me. I know I have the gifts I need for my assignment. Here's the key. You don't have to have a great gift for God to use it in a great way. Do you know what David's gift was that put him on the throne? It wasn't his leadership skills. It wasn't his dynamic personality. It wasn't his ability to write and play music. It was his gift to sling a rock. He was a sharpshooter with a slingshot. He could have thought, oh, great, big deal. I'm good with a slingshot. This is not going to get me anywhere. I'm out in the shepherd's fields, alone, no people, just a bunch of sheep. But it was his slingshot, that seemingly insignificant gift, that enabled him to defeat Goliath. And eventually, it put David on the throne. Quit discounting the gift that God has given you. It may seem insignificant. I'm not as smart as my sister, not as talented as my coworker. Can't write software like my colleague, maybe not, but there's something God has given you that's unique, something that will propel you into your destiny, something that will cause you to leave your mark on this generation. Don't believe the lie that says you're average. There's nothing special about you. You don't have the personality that your cousin has. You don't have the talent of your friend. No, but you have a slingshot. It's not so much what you have, it's the anointing that God puts on it. That slingshot, your gift, may seem ordinary, but when God breathes on it, you'll defeat a giant twice your size. You'll be promoted beyond your talent. You'll go places where you weren't qualified. You didn't have the experience. You weren't the next in line, but suddenly a door opened. Suddenly you defeated the giant. Suddenly the compact center was yours. Suddenly the dream comes to pass.